This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
Lastly, I want us to look at the faithfulness of a son. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, the faithfulness of a son. 1 Kings 3, verse 3. Solomon showed his love for God by walking in the statutes of his father David. A son who is faithful. To the way his father walked with God. Loves God. How do you show your love for God? Statutes mean the way of doing things. So Solomon showed his love for God by walking according to the commands of his father David. Solomon showed that he loved God by doing what David wanted. That's the faithfulness of a son. Whose son are you? You are the son of the person whose statutes you follow. You are the son of the person whose ordinances you are following. Not in a spiritual sense towards God, but even in a human sense towards a man, spiritually. So whose son are you? Who read English here? In school. What does statutes mean? Yeah? No, statutes are different from laws. Statutes have to do with a way of doing things. A way of doing things. So Solomon did things in the way his father had been doing things. And the Bible presents it here in a congratulatory light. As a favorable testimony to Solomon. He showed his love for God. The Bible does not say here that he showed his love for his father. It wasn't a natural relationship. He showed his love for God by walking according to the statutes of his father. I had thought that time will allow, but I think I've made the point. But if you study, if you read 1 Kings and 2 Kings, you will discover that the Bible, when the Bible mentions the next king, it will tell you the model that that king followed. And there were two dynastic models. Some followed David, some followed Jeroboam. Who has noticed it? Yeah. There were two general patterns for leadership. In Israel. No, let me. Some people, they don't read it. They read the Bible while they are asleep. We'll take a few examples. Go with me to 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 7 to verse 9. I want somebody to read, because I want to read many verses.
1 Kings 15:7-9. As for the other events of Abijah's reign.
No. Chapter 14, verse 8.
1 Kings 14:8-9. I tore the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to you. But you have not been like my servant David, who kept my commands and followed me with all his heart, doing only what was right in my eyes. You have done more evil than all who lived before you. You have made for yourself other gods, idols made of metal. You have provoked me to anger and thrust me behind your back.
Good. Keep standing. That is God comparing Jeroboam to David. David had become a standard for leadership in Israel. And God told Jeroboam, you have not been like my servant David. Chapter 15, verse 3.
He committed all the sins his father had done before him. His heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his forefather had been.
Good. This is Abijah. And God compares him to David. 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 11.
Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as his father David had done.
God compared him again to David. Chapter 15, verse 23.
As for all the other events of Asa's reign.
No, 25 and 26.
Nadab, son of Jeroboam, became king of Israel in the second year of.
The microphone is not giving.
1 Kings 15:25-26. Nadab, son of Jeroboam, became king of Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel 2 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, walking in the ways of his father and in his sin, which he had caused Israel to commit.
Yes. So that's another model, Jeroboam, an evil man. No, don't. It's not finished. Verse 34.
He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, walking in the ways of Jeroboam and in his sin, which he had caused Israel to commit.
Yeah, this is walking in the ways of Jeroboam. Chapter 16, verse 2.
I lifted you up from the dust and made you leader of my people Israel, but you walked in the ways of Jeroboam and caused my people Israel to sin and to provoke me to anger by their sins.
Yeah, walking in the way of Jeroboam. Chapter 16, verse 19.
Because of the sins he had committed, doing evil in the eyes of the Lord and walking in the ways of Jeroboam, and in the sin he had committed and had caused Israel to commit.
Yeah. Walking in the ways of Jeroboam. Verse 26.
He walked in all the ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and in his sin, which he had caused Israel to commit, so that they provoked the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger by their worthless idols.
Verse 31.
He not only considered it trivial to commit the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, but he also married Jezebel, daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and began to serve Baal and worship him.
Yeah. You see, there are two dynasties, two spiritual dynasties had become established. Those who walk in the ways of Jeroboam against God, and those who walk in the ways of David. A standard had become established. What is the leadership paradigm? Are you a faithful leader? faithful leaders choose a leadership model, somebody who pleases God, to walk according to his ways. Are you a faithful leader? Will you walk in the way of your father David? Or you walk in the way of Jeroboam, the man who brought new innovations? One day somebody came and sat down and gave me a good washing. And told me, you terrible Rehoboam. That was my new name. You Rehoboam. That day I managed to keep quiet. I almost laughed. I almost burst out laughing. Because I almost, and it's a sister, only sisters can be very powerful to do those kind of things. Brothers are never so bold. Sisters are always, they can wash you, rinse you, dry you, and soak you. In my heart, I felt like asking her, I said, okay, if I'm Rehoboam, who is the Jeroboam? Since the two always come. But I said, no. All those witticisms, what do they accomplish? Nothing. Jeroboam became a rival spiritual dynasty by departing from the ways of David. Jeroboam became a rival spiritual dynasty by departing from the ways of David. And all subsequent leaders in Israel, their spiritual history is now split into whether they are walking the corridors of the Davidic dynasty or they are walking the corridors of the Jeroboamic. Which one are you? Are you a faithful leader? Some leaders were faithful. They followed the ways of David. Some were unfaithful. They followed the ways of Jeroboam. What are you? So there are faithful co-workers like Joshua, and there are unfaithful co-workers like the others. They are faithful sons. They will do it the way their father did it. They are faithful leaders. They will follow those leaders approved by God. Are you a faithful co-worker? Are you a faithful son? Are you a faithful leader? Is there a pattern? A settled pattern to your leadership, to your sonship, and to your co-workership. Every true co-worker has a pattern, as the Lord commanded Moses. Every true son has a pattern, the statutes of my father David. Every true leader has a pattern, as my servant David. If you don't, you are unfaithful. You're unfaithful. The Lord Jesus is called the faithful, the one, the great, the faithful one. He who is called faithful. He's not only faithful, but he's called faithful. That is his name. Revelations. Okay, 19:11. Thank you. Yeah. Somebody, Sam, read it loud.
Revelations 19:11. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True.
Yeah. Finish it.
With justice he judges and makes war.
Hallelujah. A white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. That's the name of the Lord Jesus. That's one of his names.
Amen.
He's called the Faithful and the True. He's not just faithful. He is called the Faithful. Faithfulness is only a manifestation of the nature and the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithfulness is only a manifestation of the nature and the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My goal is that if you are a co-worker to Brazak, you may become faithful and get back to the vision that God gave to us through him. If you happen to be his son, that you will be faithful and come back to walking with God as he showed us to walk with God. And if you are a leader, that you will be faithful by making him your leadership model if you are in our ministry. And if you love the Lord Jesus, that like him, you will be faithful. The crisis in our ministry now is the call for faithful men. It is in the hands of the faithful that the future of our ministry depends. Faithful men, faithful women, regardless of your title. You may have no title and you are faithful. You may have a title and you are faithful. Regardless of the titles, our future needs faithful men. May you be one. And if you are unfaithful, don't justify your unfaithfulness behind confusion. That's also one of the reasons why I am teaching. So that those who are unfaithful and disloyal may begin to know that they are sinning. If you are unfaithful, you are sinning. Okay, we'll leave that for now. In the afternoon, we'll look at two different kinds of faithfulness. Covenant faithfulness, which constitutes believing, and character faithfulness, which constitutes dependability. This morning, we were looking at a biography of faithfulness. Those who have been faithful. So that you may have biblical models to follow. In the afternoon, we may finish on faithfulness. And if God allows us, we can come back to the application of being faithful to the ministry we have inherited. But I wanted to establish a broad base for your understanding, so that you don't take faithfulness to the ministry as a slogan for some sectarian. Let three people pray. That the brethren, some here will decide to be faithful. Maybe to justify the fact that they are co-workers, and maybe to justify the fact that they are sons, or justify... Who here, when Brazak was alive, ever said that he was a son to Brazak? Or daughter, or whatever, or all those nice titles. Who of you ever said those kind of things? Well, put up your hand, let's see. Huh? Or grandson, or... Put up your hand. If you are a son, a daughter, or whatever, show your love for God. Amen. By doing like Solomon. Who here was a co-worker to Brazak? Okay, show your love. No, your faithfulness as a co-worker like Joshua. Who here is a leader? Even of your own self, at least you are leading yourself. Be faithful by following. There is that which God approves. Know it and follow it. And don't deceive yourself. Let a few people pray, and then we'll bury that aspect of the topic.
Lord, we thank you because you are the faithful God. Thank you, Lord, because you are calling us to faithfulness and faithfulness. Father, thank you for all that you have heard, Lord God. You protected in our hearts, not only in our mind and our head, Lord God, you protected in our hearts under the blood of Jesus. Oh God, as we finish this aspect, oh God, we pray that you grant us, oh God, to ponder this thing again in our mind, in our hearts, and to go back, oh God, to faithfulness, each one at his level, oh God. We pray you in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
But I repent because I've not been faithful as a co-worker to the Razak. I pray and forgive me. And this morning I commit myself to be faithful and to walk in his ways, to walk according to his strategy, and to embrace his lifestyle. But I pray, oh God, that some of us this morning will embrace the vision that you have given to him and be faithful as sons, as leaders, and as co-workers. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I commit myself this afternoon, Lord, to be faithful, to be a faithful co-worker to our brother that you've raised after Brother Zach. Lord, I commit myself to be a faithful brother, to be a faithful son to Brother Zach and to our brother that you've raised. And I commit myself, Lord, to be a faithful leader. Lord, after the model that you led us through, Brother Zach, Lord, I will not betray you, and I will not betray our father, and I will not betray the model and the vision that you gave us through him. Lord, I pray that you help me to practically come back to it, to live it, and to help others, and to bring along my wife, our children, the church that you've entrusted to us. and all those that I can influence towards them, so that the goal may be accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you once again for your word this morning. You have spoke to me and to my sisters and brothers clearly about faithfulness. And I pray that you fill our hearts and fill us up, soul, body, and spirit, with faithfulness. I commit myself this morning as a faithful servant to you, the man that you have put forth in my life, to see how you see him, so I can be an excellent co-worker, an excellent daughter, in truth and in love. I pray that you cement it in my heart so I can walk in victory with everything that you've taught me today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I praise you, because you are the Lord of glory. I praise your name, Lord, because I have a Father who is now in heaven. Oh, Father, through the Father, the spiritual Father that you gave me, Lord, I was able to learn from you. Oh, Lord, I want you to thank you. And I have confessed my brothers are still alive. Too many around me that I have a spiritual family, that I'm a spiritual son of someone. I want to thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being a son. Oh, Father, I pray that you grant me the grace, Lord, to be a faithful son. So that, as it was said of Solomon, that because of his love for you, he followed his father David. I pray that that will be said. That will be said of me too someday, Lord. Oh Lord, I'm praying that in your mercy and in your love, that in your power, Lord, you will help me, you will guide me, Lord, in a way that thou will be said of me too someday, Lord. Oh Lord, that I may be a faithful son. That I may be a faithful son, Lord. Oh, but I won't be a faithful son without your perfect. I won't be a faithful son without your grace. I won't be a faithful son without your power, Lord. I need your grace. I need your mercy, Lord. I need your power, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, I bless you, Lord. Father, because you made me a co-worker to Brother Zach. Oh, Father, thank you, Father, for the vision that you revealed to him. Oh, Lord, the status that he followed, which I must follow, oh God. And I commit myself to follow the status that Brother Zach followed, and I will be faithful and true to the status of God. Father, I pray that you help me, oh Father, so that I should not, oh Lord, keep being distracted, oh God. Oh Father, because the temptation is that I can continue to look at what is happening in the church, church politics, and so on. Oh Lord, I'm trying to take side. But Lord, grant that I will save myself first and stand, oh Lord, on the status that was designed by Brother. Oh Lord, and do it faithfully, and do it truly. Oh Lord, in a such a way, oh God, that will bring glory to your name. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.